There are normal problems, there are abnormal problems, and there are pathological problems. It's very important to make a distinction between the three. Normal problems, abnormal problems, pathological problems. Now, if you are 3 months old and you go to the bathroom in your pants, normal problem, abnormal problem, or pathological problem? If you are 50 years old and you go to the bathroom in your pants, abnormal, right? And if you stick around, do it too many days with somebody around you, they may make it pathological, right? In any stage of life, you're going to have problems. There are always different problems. And what's a problem that's abnormal in one stage of life is normal for another. Does that make sense? Now, a pathological problem is something that's abnormal, really shouldn't be here at this point in your life. If you don't handle it, it starts to become pathological. It starts to destroy your life. Very important to know the difference, because if you spend all your time dealing with your normal problems, you got no life. Because as soon as you deal with a problem, you solve it, you'll just create some changes and create more and more problems. So the secret life is not to slow down, by the way, because by the way, if you speed up, a lot of people do, they start to grow and they speed up, and then all of a sudden they speed up and they're happier for a while, but then there's even more problems. This happens with success. The more successful you become, the more problems you get. And you're like, wait a second, I thought I became successful so I wouldn't have any problems. But okay, great. So you had one, you work for somebody else and you thought you had problems. And you say, I'm leaving that job and I'm starting my own business so I can have lots of free time. Starting a business is like having a child. You don't start a business, you don't have a child so you can have more free time. Right? You know, but let's have a baby so we can have more free time. And it's kind of the way people think. So stop worrying about your own problems and focus on something more important, and your normal problems will disappear. But if you're sitting here focused on yourself all the time, then you're going to always have lots of problems you're concerned about. Too much focus on your own problems becomes an abnormal problem. For some people, it's really pathological because it's destroyed their life because their whole life is about their problem. And your whole life's only about yourself. You're out of balance, which relates to the other issue, which is, I said there were two skills in life, the science of achievement and the art of fulfillment. And when you get into the art of fulfillment so much, you're feeling so happy and everything else, but there's a missing discipline in your life. So a friend of mine named Dr. Deezus, Ichak Deezus, brilliant man, he came up with a model for business that I've adapted to human beings. And the model for business is how to make a business really incredibly effective through time. It's a model he calls Prime. And the way he looks at it is like this. Imagine, if you would for a moment, taking and imagining a scale like this, where this is zero at the bottom here, and we're going to come up to the top, that this would be, let's say, 100% of the potential of a human being. And if we go across from here over, this is time. Time is passing. So you're born, and each day that passes is going further to the right here. If we want to measure two elements of a human experience, two different elements of the human experience, we could measure how much, let's say, flexibility a person has. And flexibility is a measure of art, right? How flexible you are, because art is flexible. Art is whatever you want it to be. I can get up here and crack my foot through this TV set, flip it over, take some spray paint, throw some chocolate on it, and go, art. And for a lot of people, that's art. You know, if I have the right name attached to it, that's called art, right? Now, down here at zero, or let's say another one thing we can measure is how much self-discipline you have. How much control, self-control, we use the word control. If you spend your whole life totally flexible, 100% flexibility, there's no structure to who you are. There's no structure to your life. In other words, if I spend my whole life just going, life is all about fulfillment, what fulfills me, let me just be spontaneous and do whatever I want, any moment, all the time, like this, then what happens is you lose any form. It's like, if I want to taste of this juice, it's really wonderful to have all the juice of life, but to have the juice, I need a discipline. I need some form of control to be able to drink, otherwise it goes through here. So the control, the limits actually help me. The limits are the glass. Having no limits is not what I'm suggesting to you. There are moments and times they have no limits, but a life with no limits is not a life. A life where it's all about you and your own fulfillment by itself. Remember I said there were two skills to have an extraordinary quality of life. And they need to be balanced. Too much of one will put you out of balance. Of either one. So if I'm just about me, what do I think and what do I feel and what do you know, screw you and the way I was just a few minutes ago. If I did that all the time, you wouldn't respect me. I did that because it's a balance. I was trying to get you back in balance. Give you a sense of balance. That's all I ever said. There would be no message from me. The message would be very simplistic. So there's also a sense of self-control and discipline of when to do that and when not. Self-control, a self-direction, not a control of a conscience, a consciousness that says, right now I know what's right. What's right really is to do this. I believe that's right. It's not a learn, but I really believe that's right. I'm going to follow my instinct and I'm going to direct this. I'm going to control this. I'm going to shape this. Because in life, it's like my buddies. I had a guy who sold his company, made $500 million in cash. Out of his mind happy for about 90 days. But what happened after 90 days? He didn't lose the money. He just lost the vehicle that met all his six needs. See, in the beginning, $500 million, totally significant, totally unique, right? But after a while, you know, he's bored doing all the same things, and all of his friends work. And the people that don't are not stimulating to him. Because they're all into just fulfillment. Get it? But I think like that meditation and all that stuff, phenomenal. I use it. But to say that's all of life, give me a break. That's like saying achievement's all of life. Equally give me a break. And get around these people. And frankly, for me, I'm bored out of my mind because there's no strength. You got a bunch of weak people. Some of them are beautiful because they're really exuding their love and their joy. But if that's all you do is sit around, you got no muscle. And you're not giving anything to the rest of the world. You're just giving to yourself. And life is not just about you. It's about us. We need to contribute to one another. And that's why in the six needs, growth and contribution are part of that process. So it's growth in the art and it's growth in the science. And you have to have both. You can't just be airy-fairy all the damn time and go, but, you know, I'm being myself. No, your real self has both sides. And you won't know yourself if you don't exude discipline over yourself. Right? If you don't say, no, today what I really need to do is work out instead of doing whirling dervishes. You know, today is the day to do that. But to just work out every day and never take a break, I mean, it's like dietarily that's where I was. So much of what you see in me, by the way, the balance came from hitting the wall of another extreme. You follow me? I was such an extreme on all things. You know, Sage came into my life. It's really interesting because I was like, I dated all these different people, and she was like my best buddy. I'd call her up and talk about these dates and say, what in the hell is the matter with women? She and I would talk about things. She was like my coach and stuff, you know, before I fell in love with her. We'd have these great, great conversations. And what it was I'd get around people, and I'd say, my God, these people are so extreme one way or the other. And what it was really was trying to give me as a mirror of me in a different way. And you meet somebody, and you care about them or be interested in them, you want to help them, and they all wanted to marry the next day. It's like, why can't we just, like, connect with people, get to know each other? But there was no discipline in some people, right? None. I had too much discipline. Like, where is that balance? Do I know exactly where it is? No, I don't know now. It's a life experience to keep looking for. You're going to get out of balance. It's part of life. That's how you find out where the balance is by getting out of balance a little bit. Part of what it's about. So it was an interesting experience. So like with Sage, even my dietary approach, it's like, I've had more crap that I haven't had since I was a kid. Now somebody asked me the other day, what do you eat? I said, I eat what I've always eaten, but I eat all kinds of other stuff too. I had ice cream. I couldn't believe it. I had ice cream in 20, I haven't had chocolate in 20 years. Like she and I got together, it was when I was 8, I remember having this. Let's go have it. And then we did that to an extreme, you know, and then balanced out a little bit. But what's happened is it's not one or the other. You're not a singular forced person, right? Duality is beautiful. You know, the yin and the yang, that whole concept is beautiful. You aren't one way. Don't start thinking you're one thing. If you're really spontaneous, you won't be the same all the time. Right? Spontaneous is always doing the same thing. No, that's not it. There are all these textures of yourself that you got to discover. And part of that is having enough freedom or flexibility to explore and having enough discipline to say no at times. It's how to find that. And business, I'll give you a good example for that, is, you know, if you think of a child, use a kid as an example. When a child is born, how much control do they have over their life? How much control do they have over themselves? Zero. How much flexibility do they have? Total. They can do anything, right? So what happens? As time goes by, if they start out with total flexibility, as time goes by in most people's lives, flexibility goes down. And in most people's lives, there's more and more rules. And with those rules, they take over more and more what? Control. It goes up, and it eventually goes back down again as well. The first time these meet, you're in a place we call prime. You are in the prime of your life.